Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, January 8th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Sprint announced it will begin shutting down Virgin Mobile USA starting February 2nd. Existing customers will be transitioned to Boost Mobile. Customers can keep their existing pricing and devices and phone number, and both NVMOs run on Sprint's network, so there may not be a perceivable difference in service. A final shutdown date was not announced by Sprint, and Virgin Mobile customers can transfer service to Boost before February 2nd. The U.S. executive branch proposed new regulatory principles regarding AI development and use, saying federal agencies should promote trustworthy AI and must consider fairness, non-discrimination, openness, transparency, safety, and security. Last year, the European Commission's high-level expert group on artificial intelligence issued its own set of ethical guidelines for the European Union. SpaceX launched another 60 satellites in its Starlink network, bringing the total spacecraft it has in the sky up to 182, the most commercial satellites of any company. A Falcon 9 rocket launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, to deliver the satellites. At Tesla's opening ceremony for the company's China-made Model Y program at its factory in Shanghai, Elon Musk predicted that ultimately, Tesla Model Y will have more demand than probably all other cars of Tesla combined. The factory started with a production capacity of 150 Model 3 sedans and a goal of 250,000 vehicles a year, including the Model Y, in the plant's first phase. The FBI sent a letter to Apple asking for help unlocking two iPhones of a man believed to have killed three people at Naval Air Station Pensacola. The FBI has requested help from other agencies and countries as well. Apple said the FBI requested information last month and had given the agency all the data it had and will continue to offer to help. Arduino launched a low-code platform and modular hardware system for IoT development. The Arduino Portenta H7 includes a crypto authentication chip, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth LE, LTE, and narrowband IoT modules. It runs on either the Cortex-M7 or M4 32-bit ARM microcontroller. It runs ARM's Embed OS and supports Arduino code, Python, and JavaScript. It's meant for designing industrial applications, edge processing solutions, and robotics. It's available to beta testers now and coming to all in February. Sony announced the Sony Vision S concept car, an electric sedan with 33 different sensors, a dashboard-wide display, seatback screens, and 360-degree audio. Sony partnered with BlackBerry and Bosch on the car and designed the EV platform engineered by automotive supplier Magna. Additionally, Sony's image sensor division announced it will invest in LiDAR and time-of-flight camera development. Sony will use the car to evaluate its auto-related tech starting in April. A spokesman told Reuters that Sony has no plans to produce its own cars. Sony said the PlayStation 5 will arrive for the holiday season, which is also when the Xbox Series X is set to arrive. The PS5 will have 3D audio, haptic and adaptive triggers, ultra-high-speed SSD, hardware-based ray tracing, and Blu-ray. Sony also announced it has sold 5 million PlayStation VR headsets. Dell showed off Concept UFO, a Windows handheld gaming console with a Switch-like form factor, an 8-inch display, and support for PC gaming. It can play games in handheld or docked modes. The controller can be bridged together into one big controller, if that's your thing. Ars Technica tried out Mortal Kombat 11 on it and guessed it was running around 720p. And finally, Sunflower Labs announced what it calls the world's first fully autonomous residential security drone. The Sunflower Home Awareness System includes garden lights called Sunflowers that detect motion and vibration and can distinguish cars, animals, and people and show them on a map. Then there's the drone called the Bee that carries collision avoidance and GPS to automatically navigate around and stream live video. The Bee, of course, is housed in a waterproof charging station, you guessed it, called the Hive, which also processes the system's AI. So the situation would be a Sunflower detects an unexpected person, let's say an animal, and sends you an alert. You decide if you want to launch the Bee, which then goes and gives you a view of what's going on at your property. Pre-orders are available for $9,950, with delivery expected midway through 2020. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.